Christopher Buckner, Fiction Audiobooks.
All clear, I said and settled back on the cushions on the floor. We're not putting out much light, said Brian. We should be good. In the corner, Deb, Julie, and Scott sat in front of a nylon three-man tent. No one was sure if they were a threesome or a couple with a third wheel, but we ran across them a day ago, and they threw in with us. Melissa, Harriet, Hannah, and Anna occupied a queen-size mattress on the floor just beside them. What is the plan for tomorrow? Asked Deb. She was in her 40s, sliding down the back slope of attractive, but she had to be tough. She was still alive. Piggy and Ralph came to the edge of the grassy platform, and the boys, as they noticed them, fell silent one by one till only the boy next to Jack was talking. Then the silence intruded even there, and Jack turned where he sat. For a time, he looked at them, and the crackle of the fire was the loudest noise over the droning of the reef. Ralph looked away, and Sam, thinking that Ralph had turned to him accusingly, put down his gnawed bone with a nervous giggle. Miss Caroline went to the blackboard and printed the alphabet, then asked, Does anybody know what these are? Everybody did. Most of the first grade had failed it last year. I suppose she chose me because she knew my name. As I read the alphabet, a faint line appeared between her eyebrows, and after making me read most of My First Reader and the stock market quotations from the Mobile Register aloud, she discovered that I was literate and looked at me with more than faint distaste. Dr. Yonason was awakened by a nurse 5 minutes before the helicopter was expected to land. It was just before 1:30 in the morning. What? He said, still confused. Rescue service helicopter coming in. 2 patients, an injured man and a younger woman. The woman has gunshot wounds. All right, Yonason said wearily. Crawford leaned forward until he faced her at a distance of 2 feet. She watched his half-glasses blur the bags under his eyes. He had gargled recently with Listerine. Now, I want your full attention, Starling. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. Be very careful with Hannibal Lecter. Dr. Chilton, the head of the mental hospital, will go over the physical procedure you use to deal with him. Don't deviate from it. Don't deviate from it one iota for any reason.